Welcome to Leanna and Callie's podcast. In our podcast, we will talk about a different case every week. This week's podcast is over the Breonna Taylor case.
Breonna Taylor was a 26-year-old African-American woman who was fatally shot by white police in her apartment in Louisville, Kentucky, after her and her boyfriend failed to hear their warnings. The police showed up to investigate a drug deal. The apartment number and address Taylor lived at had a no-knock warrant. It is said that the officers forced entry without announcing who they were. Breonna's boyfriend thought the officers were intruders and shot to give them a warning. The police then shot back, killing Breonna.
Yeah, it's an interesting case, and it's also a newer case, as this happened on March 13th, 2020. So it happened a little less than a year ago, and some of the facts are not determined for sure. Some say officers were wearing plain clothes, although some say they had uniforms. The interesting clue that everyone needs to know is that police shot back 32 times. To me, that sounds somewhat suspicious because it doesn't take 32 shots to cause harm. And the officers were John Mattingly, Brett Hankison, and Miles Cosgrove.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. In today's world, it is important to take a look at every small detail you can get from a case. Most people see this case as a racial conflict due to the fact that all of the officers were white and they killed African-American Breonna Taylor.
Definitely. This case has many different conflicts that have been under investigation. Gunshells from officers' guns were found. There were bullet holes in the walls and other rooms, and a neighbor's home, even, where a family was at. An autopsy conducted on Taylor and determined she was killed by a homicide. And she received 5 gunshot wounds. Police filed an incident report that said Taylor had no injuries and no forced entry happened.
Now that right there is suspicious because officers would know if they killed Breonna, but they filed a report saying there were no injuries whatsoever. That is not normal.
Yeah, exactly. More evidence included was no drugs were found. Police had a no-knock warrant for her address, so due to a prior association with a suspect in a drug case, and Taylor had no criminal record.
Yeah, this evidence is important in this case because she had a no-knock warrant. But the evidence also makes it sound like the police were at fault. It is kind of like a back-and-forth triangle with who should be held accountable.
Yeah, it is really easy to be confusing, but it's also important to remember where the law comes into play with this case. Since the officers were investigating drugs, body cams were not required. Now that policy has changed, now when someone is shot or killed by an officer of the LMPD, the Kentucky State Police have to come and investigate it.
That is true. Only certain people can do the investigation. Now let's get into what rights the officers have and Breonna and her boyfriend had. One thing that is important when it comes to the use of force or self-defense and fear for their life, and they fear the life of other officers with them, police officers have the same rights and privileges as anyone else, which is the use of self-defense, and police officers acting on a legally obtained warrant have the right to use self-defense. Police officers in this case had a warrant to legally enter Breonna Taylor's apartment.
Yes, and Breonna and her boyfriend also had the right to use self-defense because they thought the police were intruders. The law says everywhere except Vermont, Washington, and D.C., if an intruder enters your home, you can legally use deadly force to protect yourself and not retreat. It is a right for people to possess weapons for their own defense.
Yeah, when the law comes into play, it really gets confusing because it reflects both sides. Kentucky also made it against the law to harm a police officer, providing the officer announce themselves or if any reasonable person would have known the person entering the home is an officer. But Taylor and her boyfriend did not know they were the police. It is also not certain that the police announced themselves. The Bill of Rights prohibits unreasonable searches and requires any search warrant to be judicially sanctioned and supported to probable cause. So basically, the officers could enter the home because they had the warrant to do so.
Yeah, the law says a lot that ties in with this case, and it is really hard to make a valid decision on who is responsible because the law ties into both the police and Brianna and her boyfriend. I'm sure this case was very hard to come to a conclusion, and I'm sure it's far from over.
Yeah, it will definitely be talked about for a long time. So with everything we have talked about and studied, what is your opinion on this case, Callie?
So far, we know that both sides used self-defense, supposedly, and Breonna Taylor lost her life that night. In this case, I feel things could have been handled differently and ended on a less violent note. I also agree with the ban of no-knock warrants because that puts both the officers and the potential evidence they could have collected for their case at risk. On that note, we say bye.
Bye, and thanks for listening to our podcast about the horrific case of Breonna Taylor. Tune in next time.